95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
38 bonus points, by the way, to the 8 people who got that connection between Baba O'Reilly and the kids. Aren't all right. Please enjoy your bonus points.
What do they do? They add up?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they can get up to 5 million, actually.
I don't know if you saw this story, but Toronto police make an arrest after a man stabbed in the neck at a subway station in Toronto.
No, I didn't see that. That
was
fun.
There was a man on a first date.
That is a first date going south.
Sat down on the subway. A guy sat next to him, put something up to his neck.
Wow.
Cut it. And the woman that he was with had to help him.
Right, right.
And then had to call for the EMTs and take him to the hospital.
I hope she asked at some point, you know, on the next date, you're not going to get stabbed or bludgeoned or anything, right?
I mean, it's like the first date. If the other person's blood is on you, something's wrong.
Right? Or it's gone really well.
Or it's been great.
Somehow.
But what a bizarre situation on a first date.
Yeah. So did you say they caught this guy? Did he just take
off? They did catch him, yeah.
And did he have some reason? He just didn't?
Nope. No reason, and it was random.
I don't like you.
He didn't know the guy.
Time to stab.
Didn't have anything against him.
Oh, look at the time.
Time to stab. So he stabs him on a first date.
Uh-huh.
And that seems bad. So, you know, we talk about first dates all the time here.
Uh-huh.
The guy is terrible. The girl's terrible. And right. Tell us your stories. I'd like to know weird things that happen on a first date.
Oh, good idea.
Because this guy got stabbed
in
the neck.
Weird. That's out there.
It's like, wow. Listen, I know last night didn't go well.
By the way, I'm sorry about all the spurting blood.
Remember the blood thing? Yeah. Sorry about that.
I mean, last time I had my eyes gouged out on a first date, but this was a surprise.
This did seem like a little bit further. So, something weird happened on the first date.
818-955-KLOS. Any weird first date things for you?
No, I don't remember any weird first date.
Do you remember your very first date ever?
Let's see, 1921.
1976. I was 11. She was 11. We went to see Jaws and the Little Girl Who Lived Down the Lane.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know how to pick movies for an 11-year-old.
Yeah, come on. Been getting props, man. I know, right?
That's fantastic.
It was great.
So something weird happened on your first date.
Nothing happened. That was the sad thing. Nothing
You're 11.
At all.
You're 11, dude.
Well, I was expecting something, although I didn't know what.
You didn't know what.
I had no idea what.
Hey, maybe something good's going to happen. I don't know what. But
this whole date thing, let's try this.
818-955-KLOS. Imagine being nervous on a first date.
Of course,
not
right?
Quite sure how it's going to go. You want to make a good impression.
Yep.
Neck bleeding.
Because you were randomly stabbed.
What?
That's not the time for random violence. No. You know, there is a time for random violence.
Is there, though?
Sure.
Okay, but just not on a first date?
No.
So weird first dates is the topic. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I had to pee during our date, and I fainted while I was on the toilet.
Why did
he actually busted into the bathroom. I was still fainted. I woke up to him asking if I was okay, and I had peed myself.
Oh, man.
Why did you pass out?
You're just so nervous because he was so amazing.
Sure, we can do that. I was nervous about what might happen next, but it's been 6 years, and we're still together.
You're still together.
Nice.
Look at that.
Well, I mean, I guess he's a pretty good dude. Comes in, helps you out, doesn't freak out about it. Seems like a good
guy. What a romantic story that is.
I freaked out more than he did.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
818-955-KLOS.
Something weird happened on your first date.
Much well-deserved success coming to that guy right there. Mammoth, Wolfgang Van Halen. That is Epiphany on KLOS.
I still love that song.
It's so good, man.
We were talking earlier this hour about a guy who was on a first date in Toronto and got stabbed in the neck randomly. It's just random violence.
Good no afternoon, reason. Stab.
No reason. Hey, how you doing? My name is
Stab.
Can you imagine how terrible that would be?
Should we cancel our dinner reservations, dear?
KLOS, hello.
Yeah. We were driving. It was like Christmas time or whatever. We saw like the Christmas lights and shit. And she was telling me a story or something, and it was so boring that I literally fell asleep at the wheel and like drove off the road.
Oh. Did you use a bunch of foul language like you did just now, sir? And that's kind of funny. So she was really boring.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. Forgot about that, yeah.
So how did it end? Did she get out of the car and run away? Did you just call it quits? How bad was the accident?
I just like woke up. We like swerved off the road. Got back in the middle. It was cool. She was like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm good. Sorry. Sorry. I was just, you know, kind of tired.
Did you finish the date?
Driving. Yeah, we kept driving and stuff. And then I ended up, like, running out of gas later.
Wow.
We were just, like,
I'm going to say I'm going to not go out with you, man. I'm sorry.
How many red flags does she need? That's unbelievable. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of appreciate that, though, but yeah.
I'm team her.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to do that, too.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Something strange happened on your first date?
Our first date was in the summer of 1963, and my friend, the lady friend from across the street, was in love with the Beatles. Personally, I heavily disliked them at the time because of their mophead look. We went to see the Beatles at Dodger Stadium, 1963.
Wow. That's a hell of a show.
I want to tell you, I left that show loving them.
Wow.
And I've loved them ever since.
So that was a surprise to you or to her that you were seeing the Beatles?
It's a surprise to me that she converted me from an anti-Beatles to a Beatles fan.
Well, you know, it's a good thing you didn't go to the Shea Stadium show. We just heard from someone the other day and said he couldn't hear a single bit of the music because everybody was screaming so long. Loud. The girls were... Hold on.
That's not annoying.
Very similar, but luckily Dodger's sound system was pretty damn good because there was nothing but screaming teenage girls in that stadium.
And you.
And me.
Right on, man. Yes. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Weird thing happened on your first date?
Actually, it's my brother's first date.
Okay, go ahead.
He went with his girlfriend to Cedar Point Amusement Park.
Okay.
And after riding on the roller coasters, his back went out, and he ended up having to have surgery to fuse the spine together.
Yeah.
But they're still together, and they're married.
Really?
Wow. That seems to kind of be a little bit of a theme here. I wonder if the guy who got stabbed and that woman are going to hook up.
Good question. Maybe... By the way, it's always the woman that's
you
amazing.
You never know.
Yeah, of course. Right?
That mercy thing, you know?
Yeah. Could maybe be. The trauma, is just sort
that
of brings people together.
Florence Nightingale syndrome.
Right.
All right, so getting stabbed in the neck, not so bad. Okay.
Right on. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Weird first dates.
Stabby.
Dude in Toronto got stabbed in the neck on a first date.
That's not the way to start things off, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sligo talking about weird first dates. KLOS, hello.
Somebody's taking a hit, man.
Darth Vader?
No, he's having a bong rip, man.
Hello?
You're a day late and dollar short, man.
Hello?
Actually, maybe he's on the turlet, or Cassius Horus Rex has stopped by his own house.
Let's just listen for a second, okay. See if we can identify what's going on.
Oh, maybe he fell asleep.
All right, fine, you lose, sir! Ha!
Good day.
I said good day, sir.
KLOS, hello.
So it wasn't Miles, my roommate, but I was there when this all went down. So my roommate jumped online to do his online dating thing, and he said, hey, by the way, this girl I met on, I forget which app this was 10 years ago, is coming over. We're meeting for the first time. Great. So she comes over and the living room looks right at the street. He goes out, says hi. She's out there, or they're out there for, I don't know, 5-10 minutes talking, getting to know you because they've never met before. He comes in and he says, hey, she wants to use the restroom real quick. Great, not a problem. So she goes in, into the bathroom. 10, maybe 15 minutes later, we're sitting on the couch. I'm going, dude, she fall in? What's going on?
No.
Yeah, no joke. After I said that, it took another 10 more minutes or something like that.
Wow.
And she comes out of the bathroom with a towel around her neck, brand new wet hair dye in her hair. She's dyeing her hair in our bathroom.
What?
She took a shower and was dyeing her hair in our bathroom.
Was she running from the police?
I don't know. But she, she claimed, quote, that she just gotten off of work. She was wearing scrubs. I think she did elderly care or something like that.
Right. That's fine. But don't you, in general, ask somebody if you could take a shower and color your hair?
Or at least promise something right after.
Correct.
Well, I mean, if you want to say promise something after, I guess I think they've got 4 kids now. But
did it start that night?
It might have. But
fantastic.
And did everything, did she do everything, all hair, or do you have any idea about that particular question?
I was sitting when it all went down. I'm pretty sure she did a full hair job.
He's asking if the carpet matches
the
drapes.
I don't know about that part.
You shouldn't.
I'm pretty sure it was linoleum, but I'm not sure. I'll have to double check. With my buddy.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Met a girl in high school, asked her for a day.
So went to her house. We partaked in a little 420 action. She started spewing about me having a strong aura and old soul.
Right.
And I just chickened out, man. I'm all okay. Yeah. We talked for a while. I'll see you later, man.
Yeah. Unless you're like into that metaphysical stuff, you don't want that on the very first date.
Nope. You know, I can see into your soul, and I find. Darkness. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
I was newly single, and my old neighbor was a nurse. And I thought she had broke up with her old man, but so the best date for us was going to be a Monday morning date. So I show up, and I hear someone saying, help, help, help. Well, the front door was locked, so I went around to the back, and the screen door was open. So I went in, I went upstairs, and there she was in her bedroom. In her birthday suit, and there was a dude laying on the floor with some blood around his head.
Oh, no.
He was wearing a half suit, a half shirt with Superman on it and a cape. And I recognized him as her ex-husband. And so I said, oh, looks like you had a visitor. And she goes, yeah, I'm so embarrassed. Can you help him? And I said, yeah, sure. So I had to call 911 and get the paramedics out there because he needed some stitches in his head.
What happened? Wow. What was going on? Well, I mean,
well, I guess they wanted to rekindle their relationship, so he was doing a little role play as Superman, and he went to dive off the bed onto her.
You know that old trope of Superman with a half shirt?
Oh, yeah, it's hot.
Oh, yeah, and so, yeah, but, you know, a heavy set guy in a half shirt.
Right. Right. So you and Superman are a couple now?
No,
Al. Oh, right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You had something weird happen on the first date. First, we're talking about weird first dates. You had one?
Well, yeah. We went to a helmet show. This was in the mid to late 90s. Mm-hmm, right. A little hole in the wall in L.A.
Right.
And as we're taking a break, my date starts spouting off about how well she can play the bass. And she says, I can play better than that left.
No.
Really?
And it turns out he was right behind her.
Oh!
And I said, hey, you mean this guy right here? And she goes, oh my God! And we freaked out and started talking to him, and it was great. He was a really nice guy. He says, come over and watch us play at the Viper Room with my band Les Claypool and the Holy Mackerel. So we did. We got kicked out of the Viper Room for sneaking 40s in and her going into the men's bathroom.
That's a lovely bathroom, too, by the way.
So we go over to the Coronet afterwards, and as we're drinking there, Les Claypool and the Holy Mackerel walk in. They
what
sit
the
down
hell? Are they stalking you?
They were stalking us. So we ended up closing down the Coronet with Les Claypool and the Holy Mackerel.
That's fantastic.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's a good run, man. Are you guys still together?
19 years strong.
Wow, nice.
How about that?
Well done, sir.
All of these people stay together.
Yeah. I guess you need something weird to happen on the first day. After hearing that song, I feel like having some toaster waffles all of a sudden. I don't know why.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We try to as closely as we can to get to People Are Dumb at 3:50.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sligo, they ought to know.
Our friend Scott keeps an eye out for dumb people and sends stories all the time.
Scott, thank you.
Yes. Florida bride, caterer, charged after allegedly lacing wedding food with marijuana.
Yeah, I love her. What's her number? We need to employ her for all sorts of things.
Seminole County Sheriff's Office deputies arrived at the February 19th wedding of 42-year-old Dania Glennie at a venue after receiving a bunch of 911 calls that went something like this. I thought I was having a heart attack. My heart was racing. And before I went to bed that night, I actually slept in my car right on site. Another man who called 911 said he felt like he had drugs inside of him.
I feel like I have drugs inside of me.
Others thought that their food had been laced with something.
Well, that's true. They were right that time. Why would you do that?
I
free weed. What's the point?
What do you mean?
I mean, she spent some money on the weed and put it in the cake and didn't tell anybody?
It doesn't even sound like it's the cake. It sounds like it's the food.
Just everything.
Yes.
Why would you?
I don't know why you wouldn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Because if you're in that kind of crowd that would appreciate that.
Right.
You could, they come around and take your order.
Yes.
Weed or no weed.
Yeah.
And then you order your food.
Exactly.
And it comes to your table.
But then you're going to be in trouble. You're getting all these people freaked out.
Deputies and said test results confirmed the food had been laced with marijuana.
Woo!
The bride and the caterer were arrested and charged with reckless tampering, culpable negligence, and possessing marijuana.
Oh, is it still illegal in Florida?
I assume.
Of course it is.
I would assume so. Because
Florida.
But listen, don't. What are you doing?
Don't get grandma high without telling grandma you're going to get her high.
Grandma's going to eat all the cake.
Oh, sure. I love you. Alice B. Toklas is hilarious, but don't try and reenact it.
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Your code word to text coming up in a few minutes.
Oh,
you could win $2,000.
Cachosaurus Rex is pregnant with cash.
Keep listening for that. I saw this story, and it occurred to me what an incredible baby I am.
Okay.
So first play this this story.
Okay.
Snake season is upon us here in the Triangle. Folks over at Ring sharing this video of a snake captured on the video doorbell in Goldsboro. The snake slithered up the wall of the home and stuck its head in front of the doorbell camera.
Like he's why is he so chill?
Just making it up.
Yeah.
And then, then what happened?
I don't know, man.
Then someone came out and they were like, whoa, a snake.
Look at that.
Homeowner got an alert about someone at the door and then was shocked to see the visitor, that the visitor was a snake. Amber, look at the video as I read.
She's okay. All right, so hold up. So she's not looking at the video.
She refuses to look at the snake.
Yes. And that's what, when I realized I'm a complete baby.
Why?
I didn't want to watch. I didn't look at the video.
You didn't want to see it either.
No. No.
Well, you know, that makes sense.
So the topic is things you can't watch on TV. Now, I have a long list because I'm an incredible baby. I have a long list.
A laundry list.
Anything having to do with blood.
Okay.
Don't want to see.
Wow.
Fake blood, movies, stuff like that. Fine.
Okay, but so real, like you wouldn't want to watch a heart surgery.
Oh, God.
No. I couldn't watch that.
I like, can't watch blood being taken.
Right.
Yeah, that freaks me out.
You're flipping around and all of a sudden they're like right in the middle of an open heart surgery.
No, I
just freak out when I see that. I'm like,
thank you.
Bleh.
Of course, spiders, no.
No spiders for Kevin, okay.
And also, this is a weird one, but when I was playing basketball, I broke my ankle.
Uh-huh.
And it hurt so bad that I ended up throwing up immediately.
Sure, of course, yeah.
Like before I hit the ground.
Right, right.
So now, anytime I'm watching a sporting event and somebody twists their ankle and they show the slow motion, I can't look. Right. I can't watch.
Make it stop.
Yeah, I just can't watch.
Wow. Okay, I get
so
it.
So that's my list. Those are all the things that I can't watch on TV. What a baby.
That makes it pretty hard to watch television.
It really does.
All of that stuff is going on.
I mean, a lot of times I got my fingers over my eyes and I kind of open them up a little bit just to see some. But what is it that you can't watch on TV?
Yeah.
Do you have any?
Yeah, like I mean, any real surgery sort of
you're
stuff
not down
I
with.
Can't stand. I think if I'd have to think about it. As we take calls, I'm sure I'll think of more things. I do know there's a couple of things I'm like, nope, not happening.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in watching
animals eating animals. Like animals attacking and tearing apart an animal.
Yes.
I don't really care to watch that.
Yes.
I won't watch that.
Hate that as well.
Yeah.
So
you got another one on your list.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. What can you not watch on TV, because it just drives you crazy. Talking about things that you can't watch on TV.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you, except for I'm a giant baby. do you have stuff you can't watch on TV?
Yeah, I've been a professional arm wrestler for 30 years, and watching an arm wrestling match on YouTube or TV, as soon as they get in that bad position where they're going to break their arm, I have to turn away.
Have you ever really hurt your arm doing that?
I've had two surgeries on my shoulder, but watching somebody break their arm is just horrible.
You're not down with it. All right, I got you.
That makes sense. That totally makes sense. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. Yeah, you're talking about stuff you don't like seeing on TV.
Yes.
besides the Masked Singer?
Oh, yeah, never seen it. The Carl's Jr. commercials where they're eating and they're doing the close-up of, I don't care how hot the chick is.
I do.
You're doing the close-up eating that burger.
Right.
For some reason, it just grosses me out.
Huh.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that, but the hotness of the chick matters a lot.
It does. It really does, until she shoves that burger in her mouth, and it's not the right meat that's going in there. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, try substituting in your mind, but you went there already.
I don't have any idea what you mean. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Things you don't want to watch on TV. My list just keeps getting longer. I don't want to see snakes on TV. I don't want to see spiders.
Okay.
I don't like blood. I don't like needles.
Right.
I don't like sports injuries.
Right.
Especially when they slow it down and, oh, that just is so bad.
And what was there? There was a new one just added.
I don't like animals attacking animals.
Oh, yes.
This
animals,
is one that you brought up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we're taking your phone calls on stuff that you can't watch on TV. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Things you don't want to watch on TV.
All right. So first, RIP Kevin and Dean.
Thank you.
Second, for the Kings fan you are and you can't watch ankles breaking, how did you feel when you saw Alex Edler slide into the boards and break his ankle?
Yeah, that was super rough. But I'll tell you what, I can't watch the replays. They show the replays from all the different angles.
And you're like, nope.
Can't do it.
You're on board though, huh?
You sound excited.
All right, well, what is it that you can't watch? There must be something, or are you just tough as nails?
Well, considering I work in a pediatric emergency room, I've seen it all.
I got you. All right.
That makes sense.
Oh, so you just called to make fun of me. I get you. All right.
Here's a wealth of material.
Thank you for calling.
I will not come visit me at work.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Good, thank you. Talking about, I don't want to watch snakes or spiders or ankles getting broken.
I'm not into actual open heart surgery, watching that on TV.
On TV. What is it that you don't want to see?
I can watch all of that on TV.
Okay.
But what I cannot watch is Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, so gross. Absolutely.
How can you let it get that awful before you see a doctor?
I'm with you.
I can't watch that. I just can't.
Especially the close-ups,
right? I can watch somebody putting a scalpel in a clamp and all that kind of stuff.
Nope. I don't see that damn heart beating.
in someone's hand.
Gross.
Yeah. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, though, man. Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. Thank you. What is it that drives you crazy when you watch it on TV?
Well, I'll do a quick precursor. I mean, I've caught, shot, butchered 20 deer. Then I watched Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah, that's the worst.
It's two in a row.
And the guacamole came out.
Right. Yes.
That'll do her.
And so did my lunch.
I'll bet.
In my thank you for calling. We appreciate it. In the last job that I had, there was a vote for having that person on to talk about that.
Right.
And I demanded that it happened on my vacation. I was like, I'm not going to be there. I will not be there.
818-955.
My list is getting longer.
I know, man. My list is getting...
95.5 KLOS out of California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Snakes, I don't want to see on TV. Spiders, I don't want to see that on TV. I don't want to see needles. I don't want to see any sports injury that is repeated 100 times in slow motion. And I don't want to see anything having to do with pimples.
So. I don't want to see open heart surgery.
Correct.
I don't want to see animals eating animals out in the wild.
Agreed.
Go to hell, Yul Gibbons, or whoever it was. Marlon Perkins in the Wild Kingdom.
Sure.
Go to hell. And my list is growing now because of you.
And because of our callers.
Yes, exactly.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, UFC, man. I can't watch that bloody stuff.
Yeah, I can see. I can see that. I like watching the fighting, but when it gets too gross and too bloody, I don't like that at all.
Yeah, like dudes are covered in blood with their nose broken, and one person's blood is on the other.
Yep. No thanks.
It doesn't do it for me anymore. Mm.
So, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Thanks for calling, man. Well, you wouldn't last long in Rome, the two of you.
No, we wouldn't. In ancient Rome?
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
So forget about it.
Hey. I can't watch anything with syringes.
Yeah. Kevin's with you on that.
Especially
yeah.
if like they show like the close up of it going in the skin.
Yes, that drives me nuts, and I can't watch it.
You know what's really annoying is because Kevin has pointed that out. I never really thought about it, but it's in almost every damn show.
Yep.
And now it's starting to bother me.
Excellent.
You rat bastard.
Happy to help.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, this is James. Big Game James. How you doing?
Big Game James. We are good.
Really? really enjoying the show, but years ago I went to traffic school and I couldn't stand that show, Red Asphalt. They're showing actual people
of course.
That died.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, that was awful.
Of course, that's
I had to get up and walk out.
Yeah, but that's,
give me the ticket. I'll pay the ticket.
That's made to gross you out. That's why they do that.
Yeah,
that
was, but yeah.
That
but,
is so bad.
Yeah,
and I can still remember the little girl. I mean, she must have been 20 years old and her eyes are open and you know she's
all right,
dead.
Listen, right, okay.
Right. I hear you, man.
Oh, we're with you. Thank you. You don't need to describe Red Asphalt.
I'll take my ticket.
Gotcha.
Throw me in jail.
Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
I'm along the lines with you, Kevin. The skateboarding videos where they're riding the rails and they fall off and they snap their wrist.
Oh yeah. What do you think about those, Kevin?
I can't watch anybody break
brutal.
Something.
Break something.
Breaking so something.
Also,
is,
real quick.
Yeah.
Did you guys eat Johnny's Donuts?
Somebody brought in donuts. That was yesterday.
Wait, why?
Yeah, it was. He was complaining about it this morning and blaming you guys.
Yay! Oh, it was us.
It was definitely us.
He let him know tomorrow that it was us. And we thank him for his donuts.
If there are donuts here, we will eat
them.
They're
going in our mouths, in our gobs.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you, Colin, man.
Busted. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Talking about stuff you don't want to watch on TV.
Well, I'm with both you guys on pretty much all you've talked about. Mm-hmm. The other thing isn't very PC. It's dude kissing another dude.
Well, all right. Men making out. What about women making out?
Don't care too much for that either.
Okay. All right.
Makes me a square. Anyways, you guys are hilarious.
Thank you.
Love your show.
Thanks, man.
Does it bother you when we kiss?
Get away from me. Hey.
Talking about things that you really don't want to watch on TV.
Yo. What's up, man? My name's Marco. Yeah, you're still talking about the show, right?
About stuff you don't want to watch on TV, yeah.
Yeah, dude. I remember back in the day, back in like the early 2000s, there was this show. It was called Scarred. Damn, dude, that thing was gnarly, man. Like,
Scarred?
That thing was crazy.
Why, yeah, what were they doing on it?
So on Scarred, like, they'll put on a bunch of different stuff, you know, people falling off bikes, people falling off, you know. And the one that I always remember was this guy. He was in a BMX. He tried to do a bunny hop over the net where they play tennis.
Yep.
And boom, dude, he freaking fell and just split his head in half. Man.
Nope.
Did you ever see Faces of Death? Because that was basically the same thing.
I've heard about it, but never saw it.
Don't watch that.
You do not
want
to watch
that one. Then. Yeah, right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Stuff you don't want to see
first
on TV?
First time calling. I was
thank
coming
you.
Regarding the questions you guys are giving out right now about hating needles and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, yes, yes.
What is there to be afraid of, blood or getting, seeing a movie?
All right, I can answer that question for you. I was getting a procedure done on my back, and I was supposed to be knocked out, and I wasn't. And there were 22 injection spots, and I felt every one of them. Ooh.
And from that point on, I am scared to death of needles and blood, and I can't take it because I'm a baby.
And no, well, that makes sense. But you also didn't have a problem with spiders till you got bit.
Till I got bit, that's
by,
true. Yeah.
Brown recluse, and you have this scar on the back of your neck for the rest of your life, right? And
listen,
a lot of surgery. So.
I'm troubled, dude.
You actually have reasons behind your disgust for stuff.
I'm troubled.
Me, as far as like watching open heart surgery, it makes me sick because I hate being human. I hate actually knowing
I
that
hate
I'm
being
yeah,
human.
Yeah, I hate being in this shell. It's
what
disgusting.
What in God's name are you talking about?
I'm an ultimate being, and I shouldn't be on this
what
planet.
About you? You don't have you'll watch
yeah, there's
anything
nothing on TV that bugs you or ever to see?
No, nothing at all.
Right, you know, well, we'll see if we can find something for you.
my best shows are horror movies, you know, Guts.
Well, yeah, but those
that,
are all fake. Yeah, that's fake. That's easy.
That,
I love those. Yeah,
I also watch reality shows,
right?
You know,
right.
Nothing grosses me out. It's part of life.
Yeah,
you, know?
You will. Let me tell you this, man. You will find something. There used to be absolutely nothing that bothered me, man. I didn't care at all. But you will one day find something that you're like, oh my god, I need to never see that again.
Well, you know what? I hope so, and I'll call you guys back on that.
Right,
do
it.
That.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, I can't stand watching old women do aerobic.
That's a very specific thing.
That's awesome, man. Get them old ladies off my TV.
It just doesn't look right. I just there's something about it.
Do you get queasy, or you just...
No, he gets a boner.
You do them squats, Granny. Woo!
Yeah, I just don't know if they're going to survive or they're going to have a heart attack doing it. So, yeah, no, I don't like watching it that much.
Right on, man. That's awesome. Thanks for calling.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Coming up in just a second, we're going to talk about urban exploration, which is Sligo's passion.
I do. I am. Wow. Yes, please. Let's go explore stuff.
Talk about that in a second. Okay. Right now, I try to find a positive story every day about Ukraine. And people from all over the world are helping, which I really find heartening.
It is amazing how many different people in all different countries are really stepping up to help out the refugees and everybody.
There is a couple in Vancouver who had a huge resort property, and they were going to reopen it, do a bunch of work on it and reopen it. And they decided to turn it into a Ukrainian refugee home for dozens of people.
Wow.
So basically, it's an 81-acre property. It is a 15,000 square foot resort, which they were renovating, and they've decided to reverse some of the work to ensure that there's as much livable space as possible.
That's fantastic.
For people. And it's called Ukrainian Safe Haven, and they're now leasing the property for $1 a year to a new organization, which a local law firm has helped format into a 501c3 nonprofit.
Wow.
Free of charge.
That's amazing.
So they're going to host, they already have, I believe, 15 to 20 refugees that are on their way there, and they're going to host them and feed them. And
I can't even imagine the relief. I mean, you've seen the pictures and the devastation. Yes. You know, your apartment building is obliterated, and that's where the fighting was going on and blah, blah, blah.
Or just you had to leave everything.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But now you got a place like that to go.
So. Yeah. So that's amazing. Congrats to this couple in Vancouver.
Very cool.
Well done. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. The word of the day, word of the hour, I'm sorry, coming up for
Cashosaurus Rex.
Your chance to win $2,000 in a few minutes. Sligo, explain to me what urban exploration is. Sligo has sent me pictures since we were children of him climbing through little doggy doors and windows and psych wards and all kinds of nonsense.
Abandoned buildings. They're so weird to see things rotting out there. There's so much amazing stuff that people have just plain walked away from. I mean, houses, mansions, malls.
How do you find them? Websites.
Yeah, basically.
A member of a club?
I haven't done it in years.
Are you a member of a club?
I refuse to answer that question. We can't talk about it.
You're a member of a club?
No.
Unbelievable.
But as a kid, we used to do it all the time. My dad used to take me out, and we find like really weird things in the Arizona desert. There was a saloon surrounded with a couple other buildings that was in amazing shape. It'd probably been empty for about 60 years or so.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there were still glasses, the windows. But
no other signs of humans?
No, wow. It was way off the beaten path. And we were wandering around looking at it, just, you know, all of a sudden you heard this click. And this very large gentleman was standing behind us with a shotgun.
Oh, that's how it stayed so nice.
Exactly. And he's like, get the hell off the land. But, I'm really obsessed with seeing, like, there's malls all over the world now here in the U.S. as well that are just kind of been walked away from and abandoned and are rotting and going back to, you know, it's
and
weird.
You like
getting
in?
Yeah. And just seeing.
Are places like that locked?
You
have to break a window?
Sometimes things have happened where they're open now for whatever reason.
Any places in Los Angeles that you've been?
You know, there's lots of places all over the place.
Any in Los Angeles that
No,
you've been?
But you know, this is weird. I didn't know this. It was my dad used to take me around. That's how we got started with this.
By the way, we're going to take your calls, 818-955-KLOS, about urban exploration.
Yeah,
this is something I know nothing about.
It's fascinating.
Okay.
Yeah. And
any
you know,
places in Los Angeles?
Just straight up right away. If I find one for you in LA, make sure you are wearing like serious boots.
Okay.
You know, and because I see people out there in like shorts and thongs exploring stuff, and you're going to scratch. You're going to fall through a floor. Make sure someone knows where you are before you go in and that sort of stuff. A lot of safety precautions because it is very dangerous.
But any places in Los Angeles?
Know about this. My dad used to take my sister.
Is that right?
Yeah, in the early 60s. Do you know where Jerome, Arizona is?
Yeah, it's a ghost town.
Yeah, it was, especially in the early 60s. Nobody was living there.
Right.
And she was telling me about it just the other day, and she said they went up to the hospital, which was at the top of the hill, giant building, and it was abandoned and trashed and falling apart. And they were quite a ways in.
Mm-hmm.
When they suddenly realized the floor was moving.
Oh, no.
Covered with snakes. And I said, it must have been kind of like right out of Raiders of the Lost Ark. And she had this crazy look on her face. She goes, yes, exactly
it
like that.
It was like that. Wow. Yeah,
just but mostly rattlers or whatever. So she started running. My dad was like, no, stop, stop. She said she must have stepped on like two or three. Because you want to carefully leave. She's like running away from
I don't
the
know
snakes.
That I am composed enough to not
she
run.
Wasn't either, yeah. But there's so many.
Urban exploration.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, 818-955-KLOS if you do that.
What have you found out there?
And is there anything in Los Angeles?
Exactly.
818-955-KLOS. Like I was an urban explorer. Or was.
Yeah.
You haven't done it in a while?
That's been a long time. I just haven't had time in ages. But I would like to go out to, what's the lake that got created by accident? I can't remember what it was, but there was a
lake
dam that broke, and then there's a whole lake, and it's all kind of rotting out there. That whole town is now kind of empty. I can't remember what it's called. It's here in California.
But you want to go look at it?
I've been dying to go out there. There's a ton of abandoned buildings. I mean, and it smells terrible.
Oh, excellent.
I'm trying to clean it up. Yeah,
wow,
it's really
you're really selling it.
But there's something about rotting
no
buildings and towns that just fascinate me.
No.
Why can't I remember the name of that dam? Like, you know, you're listening. You're like, oh, I know. I'm saying it right now.
All right, let's take some calls. You're an urban explorer?
And we found some crazy buildings. There was one up in Palos Verdes, like it's just an abandoned house and there's nothing in it, and like all the everything's falling down off the side of the cliff. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's always weird, and I don't like it when I see, thanks for calling, man, when I see a house that still has stuff in it,
right,
in pictures and stuff, but if it's completely empty, then, you know, and it's been trashed and emptied for a long time.
So if there's stuff in it, do you trash it and empty it?
No, I certainly don't.
Okay, you're a liar.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, my God, man, I forgot.
I know that feeling. Thanks for calling, man. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I used to work in downtown LA, and I parked in a parking structure that was about 7 levels high, no, maybe 5, and there was an abandoned building that was up against it, and it was for lease. So there was a window that was open, mm-hmm. that was at the same level as the top level of the parking structure.
Right.
And my friend and I worked with, we used to park there. We decided, hey, let's get in that place, because for some reason they would like leave. They just left the window open, you know, so... We're on the top level, and we actually crawled in the window, and we're walking around the building inside, and it was just, like, great. Everything was all, like, frozen in time, like
right.
the calendar.
Yes.
Right?
That's
right?
always a weird
that
thing.
That sounds cool.
To see, like, where they just got up and walked out and left it, and it's just...
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Falling apart. Right on, man. Thank you for calling. It becomes an addiction after
a while. Does it?
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I just want to let you guys know about the whole urban exploration thing. A buddy of mine moved to Hawaii a few years back, and he actually started a YouTube page called Desolate Dwelling.
Oh, sweet.
So if you want to see some abandoned properties in Hawaii, I think he's only got like 2 or 3 of them on there right now, but it's pretty cool. And I watched it. I didn't get too bored.
Nice. So, cool. A little bored, but not terrible.
Listen, that's the line. I didn't get too bored.
What's the name of it again?
I think it's Desolate Dwellings.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. You know, there's another one if you do Flickr River. If you search hashtag abandon, or you just look for abandon on Google image searches, you'll find a lot of really weird stuff.
Excellent.
Put in abandoned malls for really weird stuff.
Anything in L.A.?
818-955-KLOS.
Urban exploration. Did you do it? We're talking about urban exploration. Old buildings that are no longer in use.
I don't know why, but it fascinates me to be wandering through a place where people have just got up and left. They're just not interested anymore.
And it fascinates you as well?
Yeah, so usually I work a lot, so I don't have time. But last weekend I was out in Riverside in San Jacinto, and me and my buddy, we took out dirt bikes and we rode around, and we found this abandoned ranch, and it was called Double Bars Ranch. It used to be owned by horse breeders and stuff, but
right.
nobody owns that property anymore, and it's huge. So we went through, there's like 2 houses on the property, and we're going through, and, you know, it's broken out windows, tagging everywhere, but it's really cool, and we were able to check out all these stables for the horses and everything, and we rode on the track they had for the horses themselves. Really cool spot.
That seems excellent.
Yeah. That's just the kind of the thing. It's just weird to be in those places where nobody is anymore and see what's been done to it and what's survived somehow. It's sort of just fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It was really cool just to be there and just soak in what once was something.
Yeah, exactly. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, earlier today I was exploring the space between my p***s and your mouth.
Hey, you called Marcy the other day. For shame, sir. For shame.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Seven and Cluggo.
Yep.
Hey, that lake you're talking
about.
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
It's called the Salton Sea.
Salton Sea, that's it. I knew. I could not remember that. So irritating. Have you ever been out there?
I drive by it all the time for work. It stinks, dude.
Yeah, it does, right?
But why do you want to go if it stinks?
But do you ever wander around the building? I don't know, because, you know, it's just weird. Have you ever gone and wandered around the empty buildings?
No, I drive as fast as I can to get away from
it. Understandable. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Christer Schmidt.
Hi there.
I heard they're talking about urban exploration.
Yes. Yeah. So, you do that?
Yeah, I do. I haven't in a while, but I used to do it a lot.
What were some of your favorite places you went to?
Let's see. Probably the craziest was abandoned Nike missile silo 88, which is just north of Chatsworth.
Interesting.
And you were, that was like supposedly probably pretty locked down, but you were able to get in and get into the outbuildings and all that?
Yeah, well, basically, from what we understood was that it's a SWAT training ground most of the time.
Right.
But we came in on a night when there was just nothing going on. It was like Black Friday, so no one was around. We just came in the middle of the night and were able to check it out. This was a few years ago.
Why do you think you're interested in looking around abandoned places?
Honestly, I always like checking out like the history of a place. I think the history of any location is fascinating, and it really works as a time capsule.
Yes. Yeah.
Honestly, like Los Angeles itself has such just a crazy history and it's existed for so long, but it's cool to see what's still around.
I can see that.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. Is this Kevin or Sluggo?
Yes.
And
The lake that he was thinking of, it's in Southern California, Salton Sea.
Salton Sea, yes.
Yep. Do you ever go out there?
I trained there when I was in the Marine Corps.
Oh, really?
We used it for urban warfare training.
Oh, that's cool.
No kidding.
So you legitimately smashed stuff up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Threw grenades in there, crash things.
Wow.
Fired live ammo.
Right on, man.
That sounds awesome.
Dude, thank you for calling, man. You know, one of the weirdest things I got to tell you, we go into some medical places.
Yeah.
The records are still there. Like
the medical records?
Yes, which makes me kind of crazy. Yes. They sometimes will just, you know, because the place will shut down and they'll just leave everybody's records lying.
Medical records.
Isn't that crazy?
There.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So everything you told the doctors lying around rotting in some building somewhere.
That's great to know. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're going to talk to Dorothy.
Yeah.
Tomorrow on the show.
Very cool. Local artiste Dorothy and that song Rest in Peace we've been playing. We're going to talk to her about that and other stuff tomorrow. Sometime around 3-ish.
Love that so much. Because you need the positive news to balance out the horrible news you get all day, every day, I do a podcast called Great News with Kevin and Mike. That's Mike Catherwood on YouTube or any other podcast platform. Check that out. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And things I don't like watching on TV, the list got long.
I've even added to it, thanks to you, you bastard.
Snakes, needles, and blood.
I'm not into open heart surgery or old ladies, we heard.
Anything with pimples? Nope.
Old ladies doing exercising makes one dude very
ill. That is hilarious. Also, injuries in sports that they show over and over in slow motion.
Not a big fan, huh?
I can't do that, no. We talked about urban exploration. Sluggo said he's seen hospitals where there are medical records still there.
Yeah, they just left them. They're like, whatever. Let's leave all these papers filled with everybody's information lying around.
That's insane.
It is kind of crazy.
And if people are dumb, a bride and a caterer were arrested for putting marijuana in all the food at the wedding without telling anyone.
Why do I love this wedding so much? You guys are the best.
That's some of them. The other ones are like, who's here? There might be watched. What's happening?
All right, I'm off to get the kitty high without telling her.
Enjoy that. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
Weird ways of giving away money.
Catch this horse, Rex.
Very strange.
Has arrived.
You love that sound.
I do.
That is a good sound.
That is. The word for this hour is party. P-A-R-T-Y. Party.
Yeah! Woo!
Text that to 68683. That's party to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
That makes me want to text the word. I can't. That's not fair. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win every hour, about 20 minutes after the hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck.
That sounds like the Dashosaurus Rex.
He's really destructive, man. I mean, he ate that cow. Remember Bessie used to give away money on KLOS? Ate her!
For no reason.
No! Oh, she was delicious. I took a couple bites myself.
You?
Yeah. But,
really?
You know, to eat her completely, that's just terrible.
The word for this hour is Covina.
Oh, not West or... It's just plain Covina?
Covina.
Oh, poor West Covina.
C-O-V-I-N-A. Text that to 68683. That's Covina to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour till 10 o'clock tonight. Get
up! Oh, hold up. Cachosaurus Rex.
Now, you be careful because you might run into one of these Cachosaurus Rexes in some abandoned
They hang out in abandoned buildings.
They eat cows and people.
The word this hour is Cory.
Huh?
Cory.
Cory?
C-O-R-R-I-E.
Okay. All
Cory.
Right.
C-O-R-R-I-E. Sure. Text that to 68683. That is Cory to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got chances about 20 minutes after the hour, every hour until 10 o'clock tonight to hear another word for your shot to win that $2,000. Good luck. Something weird is happening in the studio right now.
Cachosaurus Rex.
Oh, is that what that is? Oh,
has arrived. Time for you to win $2,000 today. The word for this hour is... Let me make sure I got it. Ocean.
Ocean.
O-C-E-A-N. Ocean.
Like that Pacific thing.
Yep.
I
Text
see.
That to 68683. That's Ocean to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. You got more shots to win every hour on the 20s until about 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck. Slogans for the Kevin and Sluggo show. That's an idea. What do you got?
Because everybody else is in commercial.
Kevin and Sluggo, the odd couple.
Now that Bean retired, this will do.
Spock with a beard.
Kevin.
Insubordinate.
And Sluggo.
And churlish.
Afternoons on 95.5 KLOS.
The King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley, began his very last concert tour in Greensboro, North Carolina on this day in rock in 1977. The one and only Weird Al Yankovic made his TV debut on this day in rock in 1981, playing that parody of Queen's Another One Rides the Bus on the Tomorrow Show. Paul McCartney played a rock show on this day in rock in 1990 in Rio that ended up setting a world record for the highest attendance for a solo artist and drew 184,000 people to see the solo Beatle.